Hi again from the Poynter Institute. It's Jill Geisler, and today I want to talk to you about the benefits of a new manager's mindset, a particular part of that mindset. I thought about this recently as I led a seminar for newly promoted supervisors. I saw among them some of the same basic concerns and anxieties and aspirations. They worried about whether they could build trust and credibility. They had some concerns about managing people who used to be fellow employees of theirs, even buddies. They had questions about the best way to motivate veteran employees and work with people who were younger than they as well. Lots of similar concerns. That's normal. And you know, as managers, we tend to think about them, learn from them, and outgrow them. But here's something that they weren't focused on. The past. They didn't talk about what came before them, changes, downsizing, problems, resources they used to have and don't have anymore, none of that, because they were tapped today to lead the organization in the future. They weren't comparing it to anything but now. When I work with veteran managers, especially those who've been through a rough economy and downsizing, it's really hard for them not to look at the world through the filter of what used to be. And sometimes that gets in the way of them making some pretty good decisions. Let's talk about delegating, for example. Many times, if you've been through some downsizing and people are doing more with less, you assume that nobody who reports to you can do anything more than they're doing now, and you don't delegate to them. In fact, you might be doing some of their work. But what you don't do is double check to see who among them is really interested in doing something more or different or better. You might not initiate some change because you think people have been through too much and there's change fatigue in the air. But you haven't checked really closely to know whether or not, in fact, this could be a good thing. It could improve things for everyone. Many times, you think that it couldn't be as good as it once was. But you know what? You're the leader, and your vision for the future is what's going to take people forward. Now, I have to tell you, you don't lose the values of the past. You don't lose the best of the past. You bring it forward. And that's why, if you take the values, the experience, the ideas that you have as a veteran manager, because you've gotten past all of those new manager fears, and you look at the world with a fresh set of eyes, the one that says, I've been given the keys to the car, and it's a pretty good car, as of today I'm driving it forward, then you'll do just fine. I'm Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute, and I hope you take a look at my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, that has lots of ideas for veteran and new managers, and it's available everywhere, including on iTunes in iBooks. Thanks.